Just one idea in halakha that comes from the Gemara in Berachot, Daf Lamed He. There the Gemara says that one is obligated to make a beracha aharona, for example, Birkat HaMazon, that would be a beracha from the Torah. Pasuk says, V'achalta v'savarta u'berachta t'ashem Elohecha. Birkat HaMazon is from the Torah. However, from our Gemara, we learned that the berachot, besides Birkat HaMazon, for example, beracha rishona, the beracha that we make before we eat, would be midrabbanan. Even though the rabbi learns it, even though the Gemara learns it from a sevara, but we explained that still the beracha rishona maintains its status of rabbinical law. So the question that the Kesef Mishneh asks, the Kesef Mishneh was written by Rabbi Yosef Charo, the same author of the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a Pirush on Harambam. So he says, how can it be that the law is that on a beracha rishona, even if you eat a drop of food, you must make a beracha. And beracha aharona, which is from the Torah, like Birkat HaMazon, you must eat a certain amount. So it comes out that beracha rishona, which is rabbinical, is more strict than beracha aharona, like Birkat HaMazon, which is from the Torah, where you have to eat 1 ounce, etc. How could that be? So the case of Mishneh says that really, one should be obligated only to make a beracha rishona on a certain measure of food, let's say 1 ounce. However, we're concerned that maybe he's going to not make a beracha because he's planning on eating less than 1 ounce. And then what's going to end up happening? He's going to end up continuing eating like the custom many people. You never eat what you thought you were going to eat, so you could probably end up eating more. Now you're stuck. So therefore, they made a beracha rishona that you must make a beracha even on a kol shiu because you might come to eat more. However, the Teshuvot Bet Ephraim gives a different answer to this question. And he says from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, what's the source, the bottom line source for making a beracha? Asur lehanot min ha'olam hazeh belo beracha. The Gemara says it's forbidden to derive pleasure from this world without a beracha. Beracha rishona is dependent on what? Hana'ah. Pleasure. Now a person derives pleasure even from a morsel of food. When it comes to beracha harona, the Torah says ve'achalta. That's already dependent on a shi'ur of eating. When it comes to a shi'ur of eating, the Torah has kezayit, etc., the different measurements. But shi'ur hana'ah is the shi'ur of culture. So that even though beracha rishona is midrabbanan, from the source of it, it can obligate a person to make a beracha on anything. And therefore that is the halakha. No matter how much or how little a person eats, he must make a beracha rishona under all circumstances. Regarding beracha harona, then it depends if he ate 1 ounce or more.